This is the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
And as you know, we inaugurated a feature last week on our show, Santa of the Week. This is the time of year where, you know, people will be working as Santa Clauses in malls all over the country. And we want to isolate, we want to find a Santa, a man or a woman who plays Santa and enjoys the work and is more than just a department store or a mall employee, but someone who is very, very much involved in their work and is almost as manic about, I don't want to say manic, but is almost as interesting and as committed as that Santa Claus in Miracle on 34th Street. And we found our Santa at the Mountain Gate Mall in Rockland, California. Mr. Austin Amarca is going to join us. He's also at his second job over there at the Cutler Restaurant in Rockland. And Mr. Amarca, I want to thank you for joining us and thank you for being on our show, and also congratulations on being the Santa of the Week.
Well, I'm very, very much grateful for the honor. Thank you.
You're a great Santa Claus. We heard this from kids. We heard this from parents. Maybe not so much the parents, but the kids. Tell us about how it is that you're a Santa Claus and that you're so good at your job.
Well, I love kids. I love Christmas. I love, you mentioned Miracle on 34th Street. I love that movie. It's one of my favorite movies.
Well, you were brought to my attention as being Santa of the Week on the Phil Hendry Show as part of our Christmas tradition. And what makes you popular with the kids?
I like kids. I take kids very seriously, and I listen to them. And you're getting into an area now that is of particular interest to me. Children, I listen to them. They tell me what they want. I also have a great memory for things they say and for their faces and so on. So I sit them on my knee, and I hear what they've got to say. And I think that's the first most important. I think there's two things you got to do. You got to listen to a kid, and then you got to follow through. Because a kid will always remember when you let them down. And so all I ask them as a Santa Claus is they'll sit in my lap, and I'll say to them, were you good during this year? And before you answer that question, I want you to think about it. So I'll look them square in the eye, and I'll say, were you good this year, or were you not? And 9 times out of 10, the kid will say, yes, they were.
Well, every kid's going to say that, aren't they?
Let me tell you something, Sunshine. A child is the most honest thing there is. I have a sort of kinetic energy with a child, and a kid will not lie. You know, yeah, most will say they're good sometimes, but I look them right in the eye, and I say, were you a good little kid? And they'll say, yes, I was. I'll tell you what, that's good enough for me. And I tell them, you wait for Christmas.
So you say to the children, yes.
Look, Sunshine, what I say to them is, I say, what do you want for Christmas? They tell me all kinds of stuff they want. Then I say, and I'm going to ask you a question, and I want you to think long and hard before you answer this question, because a lot rides on it. And all I ask is you tell me the truth, because you and I aren't going to have any problem at all if you tell me the truth. Now, you listen to me, and you listen good. And sometimes the kids are nervous, and they're squirming around in your lap, and you'll grab them by the shoulders, and you'll say, do you listen to me? And I'll say, were you a good little kid, or were you not? They'll say, yes, I was.
All right, so you have a situation where the kids will tell you the truth.
Yes, they'll tell me the truth, but I ran into a problem. One year this boy came to me. I was in the food court having some fries and a Coca-Cola, and I recognized him. And he was calling me every bad name that there is. He called me an MF. He called me an F. He called me a F-head. He called me a dirty F. I'll never forget this. And I said, what is wrong with you? And let me tell you something, Sunshine. That language did not sit good with me.
This child is cursing at you.
Yes, sir. I said, what went wrong? He said, you promised me some stuff, and I didn't get it. And this crushed me. I said, okay, the parents didn't come through. Why am I the victim? Why did I get bent over and tooled? Why did I get bent over and tooled up the chute by an 8-year-old? His parents didn't come through, and that's when I decided every child that comes to me is going to get what he wants for Christmas.
So that is your secret. That is your secret, that every kid that comes to you gets what he wants.
You got it right, Sunshine. And I will tell you...
How is that possible? And can I say to you at this time... All right, never mind. How is that possible?
Well, why is what possible?
How is it that every kid gets what he wants?
Well, let me tell you what I did. I went home that night after that child called me an F and an F-head and all that stuff. And I remember I was shaking so much that I took a drink to steady my nerves. And I said a prayer. I got on my knees. And I said a prayer and I held my hand up and I said, God, show me what I can do. I spent a restless night, but God gave me the word. And I went back to the mall the next day. And when the kids were done asking me for their toys, I asked to meet with the parents afterwards. And I told them basically what God had told me to say. And I looked at all these parents and I said, the children see me as Santa Claus. So I'm going to say this one time to all of you.
You got all the parents together.
Of the kids who'd been in line.
Of the kids who had been in line, okay.
I said, I'm going to say this one time. All the kids who came to me have said they was good little kids. That's good enough for me. I got their lists. They've been good. I told them that they would get what they wanted. So there's the store. Closes at 10. Take your four trail pants and your wallets and get in there. Now, if you want to breed, you got to heed. That's what I said. And let me tell you what.
All right. You threatened the parents.
I told them I don't know what you mean by that.
Can you tell me about the knife you held to a man's throat?
What about it? Where'd you get the information?
My staff found a John Melendez of Santa Clarita. He filed a criminal assault complaint.
Okay, that guy. Yeah, I remember that asshole. His kid wanted...
And if we're going to talk about Santa Claus and we're going to talk about these things, I'd ask you to watch your language.
I'm sorry. His kid wanted a PlayStation 2. He didn't get him the thing he wanted, and I refused to take the heat for the parents' inadequacy anymore, so yes, I got angry.
And you accosted this man and put a knife to his throat.
I asked him, why didn't you get the kid the stuff? I told him.
Maybe these parents can't afford this.
Then don't bring your kid to me. If you got a problem affording toys for Christmas, don't make me take the heat. Kid sits in my lap and says, Santa Claus, I want this, I want that. I go, you got it. You got it. And let me tell you what, Sunshine, I'd say to them parents, now you get in there and you get that stuff. If you don't get it, you and I got a problem. And I have been very successful with that kind of approach. Now,
well, it is extremely aggressive, and it's in the case of one man holding a knife to his throat.
Mr. Henry, it's very simple. You know, you go get the kids their stuff. If you can't get the stuff, don't bring them to see me. I can't sit down for 3 days after I ask you and I get from some kids that they don't get their crap. Because their parents are lying dog.
A lying dog. You know, if you're going to be a successful Santa Claus, I suppose you got to make the kids happy. But I'm not aware that threatening parents into getting toys for their kids.
I'm Santa Claus. Kid sees me, asks me for a toy. I tell him, yes, you're the parent. You better get out and get it.
So if I brought my daughter, for instance, to sit in your lap, and she said stuff that she wanted...
Then you had best hop to it. As a matter of fact, the best thing to do is to drop your kid off with me... And go ahead and shag ass into the store, get the stuff, meet your kid as she's getting off my lap, because that makes me look even better. You're standing there with a bag of the crap already. So I don't take it.
You obviously have a method that is very controversial.
I don't take any mess, and I believe in the children. A parent who can't get the stuff better keep their Fruit of the Looms on and forget about it.
All right, Austin Amarca is... I wouldn't take my kid to you, okay?
You don't have to. You don't have to take your kid to me. But if you bring your kid to me, you better get them their toys for Christmas. And I thought you made me the Santa of the Week.
I did make you... My staff made you the Santa of the Week after reading about your story, but I don't know that threatening people is the way to get toys for kids at Christmas. Let me give my phone number out, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Mr. Austin Amarca from Rockland, California. He's been a Santa Claus at the Mountain Gate Mall there for the last 3 years. For the last year, he has taken to promising the children they'll get their toys come hell or high water, and he threatens parents that don't get the toys for the kids. In one instance, this resulted in one man having a knife held to his throat. And I don't know why he wasn't arrested for that. 1-800-449-8686. We're talking to Santa Claus on The Phil Henry Show.
Phil Henry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Back here with Austin Amarca. He's a Santa of the Week. He works at the Mountain Gate Mall in Rockland, California, and it is his opinion that if you can't afford to buy the toys that the kid wants, then don't have kids. Now, you're a Santa Claus. You promise the kids everything.
No, look, when a child comes to me and sits on my lap, he says, Santa, I'd like this, I'd like that. I ask the kid the question, have you been a good kid? The kid says, yes, then brother, all bets are off, sunshine. You had better get that kid those toys. Now, that's all there is to it, because I always believe in coming through for a kid.
Well, what if they can't afford it? If the parents can't afford it?
If the parent, look, like I said before, sunshine, if you can't eat, then don't breed. If you can't get your kid the toys that they want, then don't have no kids. When I was growing up, every Christmas, my father would say to me, well, I'll try to get that bike this year, that year. And I'd say to him, what about Santa Claus? You've been telling me all about him. Well, you know, Santa's busy. Busy doing what? I said, make that bicycle. I want it now. And I never got the bike. And I told myself, if I was ever in a position to be a Santa Claus, the kids would get what they want. You can't breed. You can't heed. Don't breed, sunshine. You can't breathe if you don't heed. So just get your kids the toys, shut the hole under your nose, and have a Merry Christmas.
And you're real popular with the kids.
I'm damn popular with the kids.
But I bet you the parents hate your guts.
Yeah, but the parents can't help but bring their kids back because the kids love me so much.
Austin Amarca. What do you do for a living, Austin?
I work at a restaurant.
What are you? You're a cook, right?
I'm a cook.
Let me go over to Norma. Norma, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Norma, go ahead.
What kind of a person are you? Paying your parents and all. You know, you should be lucky that one of these times this a man is going to come and pull a gun on you and shoot you.
He's not going to shoot me. He'd make his kid unhappy. No parent ever gets up into my face because the children love me. Because I get them everything that they want.
Well, you know, those parents, the people that hear about you, the parents should be smart enough to go make another Santa Claus and be nicer.
Yeah, but
they can get you.
You go to another Santa Claus, that cheap son of a bitch isn't going to get the kids the stuff they want.
Why do you have to cuss when you talk to me?
Yeah, why are you cussing?
Just saying, I don't mean to cuss. I apologize, ma'am. But
well,
I really...
You should go to anger management classes. I think you'll be better. Are you happy? Are you happy with your life?
I love it. I love it when I make kids happy, even if it pisses the parents off. I love making children happy. And when children are... Do you got kids?
No, sir, I don't have kids. I don't have kids.
Well, you don't want to get them... Then you made the right choice. You don't heed, so don't breed.
No, I do. I give my kids. You know who my kids are? My kids are my nephews, my nieces, and my best friend's little kids. And
you ever
everybody.
Take them over to see a Santa Claus on the mall or something like that?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
Sure do.
Well, bring them on to me, and I sit them
where
in the lap.
Where are you located at?
I'm at the Mountain Gate Mall in Rockland, California, and I'm a Santa Claus. I sit just between the food court and the organ place where they sell the pianos. And they got me,
you know,
the kid comes up and he says to me, Santa Claus, I want a PlayStation. I said, I'm going to ask you this one time and one time only, and don't you lie to me. Don't you ever lie to Santa. Have you been a good kid? Yes, Santa, I have. Then you head off, I'll talk to your parents, and I guarantee, come Christmas time, you're going to have more toys underneath your tree than you can shake a stick at. And that's the truth, sunshine. And I'll tell you something else. These kids love my ass. because I get them everything they want.
Yeah,
well,
but the
you know what I'm going to be doing for you this year? I'm going to be praying to God. I swear to God, you need prayer, sir.
I need
and
prayer.
And have a happy holiday, okay?
A you man need, who makes children
why
happy.
Are you, why are you so bitter? Why are you so rude to people? Why are you,
rude?
You know, sometimes,
I love
sometimes people can't afford it. Have you ever thought about that? And they have these little, smart-ass little kids.
I'll tell you what right now.
To do and lying and everything. And, you know, come on.
If you can't afford it, don't bring your raggedy-ass kids over to see me. Take
yeah,
some
exactly.
Hey, let me tell you
well,
something, Sunshine.
People from California should be bonus for putting you out.
Hey, Sunshine.
See you later.
Let
bye.
Me tell you what, Sunshine. Don't bring your kid to see me. If you can't, let me tell you what. If you can't do the dance, don't pay the piper.
I think it's if you don't pay the piper, you don't dance.
Well, you know something, Stranger? You want to be a smartass about it.
And you really do have quite a mouth on you, all right? I mean, I'm asking you on a radio broadcast to clean it up a little bit.
I'm sorry about that. See, but that's typical of a lot of parents. Hey, you know what? How dare you? How dare you? How dare you? Yeah? Your kid loves me. Now, I'm going to tell you this, and I'm going to tell you this one time, Sunshine. My name is Santa Claus. I get kids stuff they want. If you can't handle the freight as a parent, well, then maybe you shouldn't have been pumping them out in the first place. Maybe when the time come and it's a cool Saturday night with a breeze going through the palm tree, you should have taken the sewing your pants shut. But now that you got them kids, make sure you got the rake before you procreate. It's what I say. Your kid loves me more than they love you.
The lady said you need anger management.
Oh, bullcrap, anger management. Why, because I make children happy?
No, but if you're going to threaten parents, you held a knife to a man's throat.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you something right now. He brought his kid to me. Kid wanted PlayStation 2.
PlayStation 2, $650 to $700 for a PlayStation 2.
Then don't bring your kid to me. And that's all I'm trying to say.
1-800-449-8686. This is Austin Amarca. He is a Santa at the Mountain Gate Mall in Rockland, California. Considered to be one of the most successful Santa Clauses in history because the children that come to see him just about get everything that they ask for on Christmas.
No, they get everything.
Well, I don't know that you can verify that, okay?
That's what I've been told.
I don't know that you can verify that.
That's what I've been told.
The kids get a lot of what they ask for when they come to see him. And as a result, he's extremely popular with the kids, but the parents hate his guts. Let's move over here to Brian on the Phil Henry Show. Brian, go ahead.
Yeah, Austin.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, what kind of lesson are you teaching the youth of America today?
What kind of lesson am I teaching the youth of America today?
Yeah, are you just teaching them that they can get anything that they want?
If they're
anything
good.
That they want at any time, they get it,
ain't
right?
Ain't that what you tell them kids when you send them up to Santa Claus? If you've been good, you get your toys?
Oh,
I
so
ain't
you're
teaching
saying
them
that?
The parents of America taught them that, and I'm coming through for them.
Well, that's bullcrap. Are you saying that just because...
Hey, look, I tell you what, when you get kids, why don't you call me back? You don't sound you're old enough to squeeze out one decent turd, let alone having a kid.
I tell you what.
Okay, look it, man.
You got a what?
I've got an 18-month
little
boy.
Not a motorcycle. Yeah. Hey,
I tell you what.
When you get yourself a kid, and that kid gets old enough, don't bring him to me unless you're ready to get that kid every damn toy he wants.
Every single toy. And what if the kid were to ask for, like, a car, a Chevrolet?
That ain't a toy, is it?
Oh, so you limit it?
Yeah, I limit it to toys. Santa Claus makes toys. You don't bring no damn car. That's all I'm trying to tell you. And that's why, as I say, what I'm doing more than anything else is making these kids happy. And I love to make children happy. And I don't mind making the parents upset.
Well, you know, and ultimately a kid is going to have to do what the parent says to do. And if the parent doesn't want to bring the kid back, then...
If the parent doesn't want to bring the kid back, let me tell you what happens to a child who is deprived and who doesn't get the things that he's asked for. That child grows up denied. The next thing you know, he's 14, 15 years old, he finds a book of matches. Next thing you know, you're barbecued in your own bed. Now, you take a look at the Malibu Fire and the Angeles National Forest Fire. Who do you think started that? Some kid whose parents were too cheap to get him PlayStation 2.
Yeah, 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
844-499-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
We're with my guest, Austin Amarca. He's our Santa Claus of the Week. He works as a Santa Claus at the Mountain Gate Mall in Rockland, California. And your attitude is you get the kids everything that they want. And you watching TV there?
I just had something on. I'm sorry. What were you saying?
I was saying, sir, that you get the kids everything that they want. You tell the parents, get in there and get those toys.
That's right. I tell them what to do. I tell those parents, you get in there.
Okay, I want to ask you, how did this philosophy come about?
Well, I'll tell you how it came about. Number one, that kid that called me an MF-er when he didn't get his PlayStation 2. Number two, my son asked me for a G.I. Joe when he was a little boy. He wanted a G.I. Joe doll.
Right.
And I didn't get it for him. And I'll never forget not getting him that G.I. Joe doll because that so deprived him. He set fire to three warehouses just outside of Santa Clarita, California. He is now interned at San Quentin Prison, Marin County, California. And I blame myself.
You're blaming yourself because your son set fire to three warehouses?
Yes, I... Oh, you're telling me that there's no connection? So you're telling me that...
No, I don't think there's necessarily a connection. He wanted a G.I. Joe.
Yeah, there's obviously a connection. He wanted the G.I. Joe. He didn't get the G.I. Joe. He set fire to three warehouses. You don't see it.
No, I don't see it.
Let me tell you what, Sunshine. You need to get into the whole psychology of the kid. G.I. Joe, burning warehouses. Do you understand?
No, I don't understand.
Sunshine, you really need to get into the whole mindset of where kids are at. Because I'll tell you, I get them all the stuff.
1-800-449-8686. I don't know how I'm taken to being called Sunshine every other word. Don, hi, you're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Hey, how are you?
Fine. Are you there, Don?
Yes, I'm here.
Go ahead.
Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am.
I just want to say that that's ridiculous that they have someone out like him teaching the children that they get whatever they want. I mean,
well,
that's
wait a second.
Ridiculous.
I'm not the guy that came up with that. You parents came up with, if you're a good little boy, you get presents under your tree.
You'll get what the parents can afford.
That's not what you tell them. You tell them that Santa Claus will bring
Not everybody tells them that. You know?
The people that bring them to see Santa Claus, Don, hello, I'm Santa Claus. They bring
That's why we have children out here.
So you don't believe in Santa Claus.
Like your son burning up buildings is because you're teaching them the wrong things. You're teaching them that you should get whatever you want in life, and if you don't get it, then you should be deprived. That's ridiculous. What about love?
I taught him there was a Santa Claus, and that Santa Claus will bring him his toys if he's good. He was good one year. He asked Santa for a G.I. Joe. I couldn't afford it. Next thing you know, the whole skyline of Cloverdale, California is in flames.
Yeah, because you didn't give enough love, because teach him about giving, not getting.
You're talking about giving. I taught him about Santa Claus. Say, Don, I'm Santa Claus. Ho, 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 sunshine.
Christmas is about giving, not about getting. And if we teach our children that... And
well,
maybe
so
they won't
believe...
grow up to burn buildings.
Well, I'm going to jump in here. Dawn, do you believe in, or do you teach your kids about Santa Claus?
Yes.
Well, what do you tell them?
What do you tell them?
What do you tell them about Santa Claus? Do you tell them that...
Yeah. Hey, Sunshine, do you tell your kids Santa Claus brings toys?
Yeah, they bring toys, but not whatever they want.
Well, what does he bring them then? The stuff that mom and dad can afford?
If Santa Claus can afford it, then they'll bring it.
Well,
that's what you tell your children.
Get a load of that. If Santa Claus can afford it, he lives at the G.D. North Pole.
Well, after they turn about, let's see, the realistic age of, what, six nowadays, five,
Santa
and they don't
Claus,
believe Santa Claus anymore?
Santa Claus gives, kids get, parents go and get. That's
what if you don't have the money, then what?
Then don't bring your kid to see Santa Claus, because that's who I am.
Oh,
by
Jesus.
God, my hand to God and my hand on a Bible. When a child comes to me and says, I want something, and he's been a good little boy or girl,
Well, if you have your hand on the Bible, then you should believe in God, and God doesn't believe in just giving.
Well,
he doesn't believe in materialistic stuff.
Get a load of you. You're telling your kids Santa Claus can't afford stuff. Every kid knows Santa Claus can afford anything. Santa Claus could afford to buy China if he wanted to. He could buy countries. Santa Claus can afford anything.
What happens when they find out that Santa Claus is you after five, and then what?
Santa Claus isn't anything, is it? They're going to love my ass because I got them everything they wanted.
No, they're not. They're going to know that you are a liar.
No, I'm a liar. I get them all the stuff they needed.
They're going to know that you were a wacko, man.
You know this love stuff? Save that for the Easter Bunny, okay? I'm Santa Claus. Santa Claus can afford anything. His rent at the North Pole is probably 45 cents a month, or I don't know who he's playing.
Well, all these parents are pissed off.
All
these parents are pissed off, and you know what? I believe what goes around comes around, so probably you've got it coming.
Hey, and if you breed, you heed,
you know
baby.
What?
Hey, Sunshine, if you breed, you heed.
Whatever. All right, I gotta go.
Yeah.
What goes around comes around, buddy.
If you bring
your
heat, Sunshine.
Bye bye.
Yeah, later.
Information.
Well, that was really sweet, man. You got that woman. What are you doing?
I just want to see if the news is on.
Will you turn the TV off?
Jeez.
Hey, Sunshine, turn the TV off, okay?
You know, you crack me up. Hell, you could even come home and make love to my sister. I like you.
What?
Never mind. Take a call, Sunshine.
Doug, you're on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey, what's happening, Sunshine? Hello, Sunshine.
Here is Mike on the Phil Henry Show. Mike, go ahead.
How you doing?
Fine, Mike. Go ahead.
Hello, Mike. Hey, Mike. I'm Santa Claus.
How you doing, Santa Claus?
I'm good.
Hey, I got a brother who's got a kid, and they're pretty poor. They're both on welfare. So what do you tell them when they can't afford nothing like that? They go to Santa Claus.
You don't shag ass to Santa Claus if you can't afford the toys.
Well, he goes for smiles and laughs. He wants to come see Santa Claus. Everybody loves Santa Claus.
Well, what's he gonna do? Sit on Santa Claus's lap and go, I want, you know, all that stuff, G.I. Joe's, PlayStation 2, all that. And then comes Christmas time, his old man says, geez, I can't afford to get you the stuff because there ain't no Santa Claus. That kid's going to burn down warehouses.
I don't know. I don't think he's going to burn down any warehouses, man. I mean, you know what I'm saying? I don't think it's going to
burn
down.
I don't know what you're saying.
Well, I mean, what's Phil Henry think about this?
Well, I don't know, Mike, but we ain't taking any more calls from Flint, Michigan, I'll tell you that much. Here's Ted on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, Ted.
This is Ted? Yeah, I got
Ted, how you doing? I'm Santa Claus.
Well, you know, I understand the Santa Claus issue and everything.
Yes, sir.
And Santa Claus is all about giving and receiving. But, it's kind of hard to make ends meet the way this economy is right now. And I'm just wondering if you can afford a $200-something PlayStation for your kids on a chef salary. Can you do it if your kids want it?
If my kids wanted a PlayStation 2 and Santa Claus, they said, see, I'm Santa Claus. Okay? So my kids come to me when they want to ask for their toys.
Yeah.
And then I ask them, have you been good or bad? Well, they know they've been crap all year because I'm their dad, too. So they can't lie to me.
But, I mean, like I said, I mean, I'll do anything I can for my kids, too.
Well, Ted, you know what? Santa Claus, you got to put a wrapper on your slapper if you can't come up with the toys.
That's not what Christmas is all about. See, you got people like you trying to tell us how we need to raise our kids, and you probably ain't got kids. You know?
I had a son, but he's in San Quentin right now.
Well, like I said, I mean, that's...
He set fire to about 3-4 warehouses, and...
Well, that's probably because having a father like you, it made him do that, you know?
No, because I didn't give him that G.I. Joe like I said.
No, because you didn't show him no love. You sat around and cursed all the time, and you didn't show him no love.
Hey, Sunshine, I say to my son, look, if you're a good little boy, Santa Claus, which was me, will bring you the stuff. Then I'd get into my Santa Claus suit, and I'd say, come on, I'm Santa Claus. He'd say, holy Jesus, look at this Santa Claus. He'd sit in my lap, and I'd say...
Will you watch with the language?
I'm sorry. I'd say, have you been a good little boy? And he'd say, yes. I'd say, no, you haven't. You lying, because Santa Claus knows you didn't take out the trash. Your bedroom looks like somebody tossed a freaking Claymore mine inside of it. That's all I'm talking about. See what I'm saying, Ted?
Then
I said to him, Sunshine, you ain't getting squat for Christmas.
Well, no, you don't get what Dad can afford. If you got a roof over your head and you eat, and you're not starving to death, you're a blessed person. And everybody's trying to take this Christmas thing, and they take it too far.
It's not too far.
All this here buying this and buying that. You should be showing kids love, not showing them what their mom and daddy can give them. Because
but that is love.
What you're doing, you're driving a wedge between them and their parents. And
no, sir, that is love. Give kids everything they ask for. That's
no,
love.
No, you're driving
a
wedge is what you're doing.
How am I driving them away when a kid says,
well,
yeah.
What you're doing, you're taking and making the kids turn against their parents because their parents cannot physically and ain't able to go buy him a PlayStation or whatever they want to do.
Well, then they shouldn't bring their kid to me because they know I'm a Santa Claus. I kick ass.
Well, I mean, I wouldn't drag my kids to see you for nothing. I mean, because all you're doing is polluting their mind.
Kids love me.
You're showing them no respect, no nothing.
Kids love me, man. Don't put me on like that.
Well,
come on, you're yanking my chain, right?
No, I ain't yanking you. I wouldn't drag my kids to you for nothing. I'm sure I wouldn't.
You want to know how much you love your kids?
You couldn't pay me to drag my kids to you right now.
Oh, come on. Quit clowning.
I ain't clowning. I'm telling the truth.
You know, I like you, because you're just joking with me.
No,
the
I'm
guy is
joking. I am telling the truth.
You really think you're
like
kidding
you
me?
Like you said, well, I put my hand on the Bible. I'm telling you right now, I will not drag my kids to you if they paid me to.
Come on, seriously.
Seriously, hey, no.
Seriously, now, come on, quit
seriously,
it.
Seriously, they would not.
Right, it's just you
pay
and me
enough.
It's just you and me right now. Seriously, you like me, don't you?
No, I don't. You're obnoxious, and you're just. You got a problem.
You
I
are mean, right, man.
You're the one that's got a problem.
Will
that,
you get serious?
I tell you, if I was raised with you, I'd be burning down warehouses, too. And that's all I got to say.
Do you love this guy or what?
The guy is serious. Why won't you believe that he's...
Come on, quit clowning around, kid.
He's not clowning around.
No, I ain't clowning around. That's all I got to say. Like that lady said, what comes around goes around. And that's all I got to say about that.
No, one more thing, kid. Do you really think a cow pie wrapped in tin foil is something you want to give your kid for Christmas?
No, I mean...
Well, that's what you said. You said you want...
He did not.
Well,
cow pie wrapped in tin foil.
With a bow on it.
No, I mean, like I said, you're
right,
wrong.
Ted, Merry Christmas to you, Ted, and to your family. Okay, we're going to give you a break here.
Is that all the phone calls for me? I like being on the talk radio show.
Yeah, thanks a lot, Santa.
Thanks a lot, Sunshine.
You call me that one more time, man.
I'm watching the news.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show.
And now more on The Phil Hendry Show.
And that preceding bit with Austin Amarca, that was me doing the voice, and the people calling in thought he was a real guy. And that was a wild bit, because I remember when we were prepping that this afternoon, Janice and I were writing the show, and I said, I don't know, Christmas, you know, Santa Claus, and then the idea of this really angry Santa Claus who, like, holds a knife to the throats of parents. Well, you know me. I find that stuff funny. Then I remember saying to Janice, remember yesterday's show we had on the really angry dude talking about Aladdin? It's like two really angry guys in a row. Is that going to play? And I guess it worked pretty good. I suppose you'd like that cat from Lake Charles, Louisiana, saying, there's no way that I'd bring my kid to you. And Austin kept saying, quit clowning. Anyway, 1-800-449-8686. You know, that's one thing we never did with the kids when they were smaller. I don't remember taking them to see Santa Claus. And the other thing that Maria does, she does this St. Nicholas thing. She lays the shoes out. Have you done that? She lays the shoes out. And they put... she lays shoes out, and he comes and puts candy in the shoes. There's all these guys... Yeah, and I said, what about me? She goes, you want to throw some Dr. Scholl's in that? I ain't putting your freaking shoes, you know, come on. No, but seriously, what's the deal with the... What is the whole thing with that? I mean, every time a kid turns around these days... See, here's the thing I think is very interesting. This is what I learned from that hour. You tell kids all about Santa Claus. You tell kids that Santa Claus will give them the toys. But then when you want to follow through on that, then the parents are all resentful that Santa Claus says he's going to get the toys. Look, were you a good kid? Yeah, okay, you get your toys. Oh, well, we can't afford that. Well, then don't bring them to me. Don't bring your kid to me, Santa Claus, if you can't come through with the stuff that I said that you ought to go get. So in a way, that was sort of expressing my whole feeling about Christmas, which is I don't know what it is. All right, 1-800-449-8686 is our number. Here's an interesting fact, those of you who have been put out of work by 9/11 or the recent recession. According to a survey of business executives, these are the worst mistakes you can make in an interview. Little knowledge of the company, unprepared to discuss career plans, limited enthusiasm, lack of eye contact, and extensive history of sexual harassment. Now, that's interesting. I didn't know that would be about that. And also, one of the things that they prefer that you not have is an alcohol abuse problem. So that's just some stuff that you might want to download. I'd like to go to the internet now and download some information on what I need to know to get a job. No alcohol abuse problem. Oh, all right. Well, that's, you think that's what shot the last job? Might have been. Okay, good. Just so you know. All right. Well, and they don't want me grabbing the ass on the secretary. No, you don't. Maybe don't want to do that anymore. Okay, Charlie. Okay, Sunshine. Okay, here's Matt on the Phil Henry Show. Matt.
Hey. Hi. How are you doing?
Fine.
I have a question.
Go ahead.
For the bits, do you? They all seem to have catchphrases. So I'm wondering if you come up with those spontaneously, or if they, if you prep them.
Like Sunshine, I got from the old Jack Nicholson movie, Last Detail.
Oh yeah, or like the Jay Santos. Remember one night it was bended knee. He would take a bended knee every night.
He'd hit his knee.
Something like that.
He'd hit his knee. That's a phrase that people who pray use. I'm going to hit my knees. Yeah, and then one time Steve Bozell had a phrase, stick it in, twist it, and break it off. He kept using that over and over again.
Yeah, and then you get angry at them when they keep using it over and over.
I think that's one of
my favorite parts of the show is the little catchphrase.
The little catchphrases, and then I start to, you know, it starts to get on my nerves. And there was one the other night where Steve Dooley was yelling in the background, put two and two together. Put two and two together. If you put two and two together. And I was driving home listening to that thinking, I should have busted on him earlier for that put two and two to say, together thing. Then RC has a little phrase, on account of. He always says on account of.
I thought you'd like to know that we appreciate those little things you put in there.
Thank you. Are you in Washington, the state?
The city, Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C. Are you hearing this?
Subscriber.
You're what?
Subscriber.
Oh, you're a subscriber because we're on in D.C.
Well, you're on earlier in the day and it's not live. It's from the night before.
Oh, great. All right, man. Thanks.
Sure.
Bye. How about that? We just got that whole situation in Little Rock squared away. Now in D.C., when I believe they're running me from 5 to 8 Eastern, which would mean that they could run. No, they couldn't run anything of mine, could they? 5 to 8 Eastern. They could run 1 hour live, 5 to 8, 4 to 7. Yes, they could. They could run 1 hour. Oh, it doesn't make any difference. I'm glad that you're carrying the show. You dirty. Yeah, and there are a few of those. I like those phrases. They just crack me up. Put two and two together. Yeah. Put two and two together. Up your giggy with a wah-wah brush. Yeah. Stick it in and break it off. I don't even know what that means. If you watch the movie Last Detail with Jack Nicholson, there are more fantastic phrases. Sunshine, up your giggy with a wah-wah brush. Just because they call me Shine. Just beautiful, beautiful stuff. Here's James on the Phil Henry Show. James?
Yeah, hi, Phil.
Hi, James.
Yeah, my brother turned me on to you a while back ago. We couldn't believe it when we first started listening. We didn't think it was true and stuff.
It wasn't true. So you were right away. You knew it was. You're one of the few people right away you get it.
Yeah.
Spooge demons, another
one. My question was to you, do you have any delays or any type of echo things that you might be interested in getting hooked into that might be able to have you overlap your voice and so that there's not the cutoff all the time?
No. Thank you.